The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. There's another study about the consequences of being fat, but this one might actually be good news for a change, as you'll hear after this. While it's true that we have an obesity epidemic in America, it also appears to be true that appearances can be deceiving. Even people fat enough that ambulances troll behind them may in fact be surprisingly fit. Mary Fran Sowers, University of Michigan obesity researcher, studied overweight adults and found that about 51% of them, representing 35 million people, had close to normal blood pressure and healthy blood tests, normal cholesterol, normal blood sugar, normal triglycerides. And as for those who are not just overweight but obese, 20% of them also had healthy vital signs. But here's the really perverse part. Of the adults who were normal weight, the people who are supposedly taking care of themselves, the very types that cast a judgmental eye on their more portly neighbors, 25% of them were in fact less healthy than obese people, which means an estimated 16 million have blood readings that spell heart attack. So, what do we conclude from this, besides the fact that there's no justice in the world? Well, the doctors will have to adjust their attitude toward weight because it's not just about the weight. What the healthy people in the study had in common, regardless of weight, was that they got regular exercise. In other words, someone who's a normal weight but doesn't exercise could be just as likely to end up in the ER as somebody who's fat and doesn't exercise. And because abdominal fat is especially harmful to sensitive internal organs, researchers are coming to the conclusion that it's not how much you weigh, but where the weight is that determines your chances of survival. Studies show that carrying a pot belly is especially dangerous, which would mean that the best predictor of a heart attack may not be the familiar body mass index, but a simple waist measurement. You don't have to be a munchkin to be healthy, but you do have to be able to see your toes. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 12, 2008.